So we continue on Daf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. The Mishnah had said that if a shard knocks down a wall and kills a person, potter. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, potter mi misa, because there was no kavana but v'chai of kaifer. Even shlei b'kavana the zechi of kaifer. And Rav says, no, potter mi zeh umi zeh. And the Gemara asks, but isn't it a tam? And the Gemara says, no, it was a mu'ud, it kept doing this many times. It did this before three times. On Amid Beis we have another Mishnah that deals with ownership, who's the owner of the ox, and the Mishnah gives six cases: the ox that is owned by a woman, or by orphans, or by an apotropis, or Shur HaMidbar, an ox that is ownerless. They're all Chayiv Misa. The ox is still Chayiv Misa. The Gemara brings, because it says in Parsha, we have seven times the word Shur in the Parsha of Negeach Odom. So we learn to be marbe. Tosfos says chad legufe v'shis lasi, to be marbe these, all of these. The Gemara then brings that Rabbi Yehuda says that a shari midbar shari hegde shari ger potem in amisa. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with the second three cases. There are six cases. So the first three he agrees to. The second three he argues with, and he says that even that if it's ownerless, the animal is potter from Misa because there's no bailim. If you shein lahem bailim, and the Gemara explains that according to Reb Yehuda, even though the bailim got rid of their ownership later on, it was nagach v'lebsoif higdish v'lebsoif hifkir, still potter, because that owner has to remain the owner till the end. Another mission on the bottom here: if a shor is on its way to skila, and now the owner tries to make it hegdish, it's too late, it's not hegdish. Now if he shechts it, the meat is osa. It's too late. And this the Gemara goes into. The difference is, at sheloi nigmar dinoi, machroi machur. Before the Gemara din, he can sell it, he can make it hegdish, but after the Gemara din, it's too late. The Gemara daf mem hei amir aleph continues that there's a machloikis. Reb Yaakov holds, even after the Gemara din, the issue as far as a shomer, if a shomer gives it back after the Gemara din, it's too late. Rabbi Yaakov holds that even after the Gemara din, a shomer can give it back. And the Gemara goes into explaining the machloikis, and the Gemara says that the issue is whether you can be goimer the dina of a shor shalai b'fanav without the shor's presence. That the Rabbanon hold you cannot ein goimer dina shalai b'fanav, and Rabbi Yaakov holds you can. So that's how the Gemara explains it. The Gemara brings psukim. Then the Gemara goes into Shaimrim. If a person gives his animal to a Shaimichinim, Shail, Naisa Sachar, Seicher, so they take over the responsibilities. Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim, we had in the Mishnah, for the regular halachas. This leads us into the three Shittas in the next Mishnah on Memhei Amid Beis, the three halachas, the three machloikasin, as Rashi explains, the Sholosh machloikas bedavar, that Reb Meir holds, that a person has to do shmira me'ula, that if someone locked up his animal and it broke out, if it was only a shmira p'chus, he's chayiv. If he had a shmira me'ula, he's pata. Reb Yehuda Aimer, it depends. Tam chayiv, mu'ud pata. And this is a case where mu'ud, you get away, you're easier, more lenient by mu'ud. Based on the pasuk v'lo yishmerenu ba'olav v'shomer huzeh shomer, and Rebbe Eliezer says no, ein lo yishmira ela sakin, that even if he had a shmira meula, he's also going to be chayiv because he should kill the animal. The Gemara goes into the machlekes whether stam shvarim becheskas shimur or lav becheskas shimur. Then the Gemara goes into the issue of, according to Reb Yehuda, whether when a muad is potter, what about the tzad tamus of the muad? So Rav Ada Bar Rava says only the tzad ado is potter, but the tzad tamus is b'mekayim ha'medes. But the Gemara says that Rav argues. Rav, who says mu'ud l'keren yamin is not a mu'ud l'keren smoil, he argues with it. And this brings us to the end of the perek. The Gemara brings Rabbi Eliezer, who holds ein lo shmira al asakin, and the Gemara explains the source. Finally, the Gemara brings from Abaye that the tam is because he holds like Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says minayin shlei gad lodem kelav rabbi seich beis. So we had this before on daf tes vav amid beis, that it's forbidden for a person to raise a wild dog in his house because it may cause harm, and he's not allowed to keep around a sulam ru'ur b'toich beisoy because it says v'lay sasim damim b'vesecha. So you're not allowed to keep a rickety ladder around. Someone may use it and fall and get hurt, or a broken step, or any kind of possible hazard in the home is an isser. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer here. The Nemuchi Yosef here explains, but we do paskin like Rabbi Nosson. Because even though Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Nosson, we don't take that, we don't go as far as Rabbi Eliezer, but we do hold like Rabbi Nosson that a person is not allowed to raise an animal that is wild or to have a sulam ruah or any other similar hazards in his home. We start now the fifth perek on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. If an ox gored a cow, and now we find the uber, and we don't know whether the uber came out first, before or after. So it's a suffek. And the Gemara explains that this is the sheet of sumchis, that mamanam utlum suffek choyokin, but according to the chachomim, they say, klal godl bedin that amaitzi mechaver ol of a raya, that since it's a suffek, you have to have a raya. What is meant by the expression that it's a klal godol bedin? The Gemara explains two pshatim. One pshat is that it's a great klal, that even if the nizik is a bori and the mazik is a shema, we still say amaytzim mechaver ol v'raya. And the second pshat is that even though it's against the roiv, usually we follow roiv, but the Gemara says on amid beis that only be isuru we go basarayv, but by momen we don't follow the roiv, but rather we say amaytzeh mechavei roi olav araya. Then the Gemara brings, what's the source? Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, minayin lamaytzeh mechavei olav araya. First the Gemara tries from mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem, yagish raya aleihem, but on that, maskif la ravashi. Lomali kro, why do I even need a pasuk for that? Svaruhu, dekoyiv le ke'eva, azilu be'asya. One who has a pain goes to the hospital. Now here, there's an interesting, the Drashas Haran in the beginning of Shas, the introduction to Shas, the Ran says that, what does this mean, lomali kra svarahu? We should say just the opposite, lomali svara krahu. Isn't a kra better than a svara? And he says no, because a svara means that it's in the conscience of man. A genuine svara means it's in the seichel adam. And originally the Eibishter implanted in the seichel adam a conscience that teaches him what's right or wrong. And therefore the Svara is in itself a Torah. Like by Avraham Avinu it says he learned Kol HaTorah Kula Me'atzmei from himself, from the Svara. So that's the inyan over here. Lama Likra Svarahu. And the Gemara brings that we don't even need a Pasuk. We have a Svara that Amaitse Mechver Olav Araya. And the Pasuk comes for something else. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amen Aleph now brings from Rava that a Parah Shehizika, if the mother cow caused harm, goyve mivloda, you can collect from its vlad, but by a tarnigoilis shehizika, ena goyve mibeitzah, so you wouldn't collect from the egg. And the difference the Gemara says is because the vlad of a para is gufahi. Rashi says it's like ke'echad me'evada, it's one of its limbs. Tosfos explains it's like uba yerech imoy, it's like part of the mother. But an egg is only pirsha bialma. Rashi says, davra mufrish mimena, of the Tarnegoilus, it's not considered part of the Tarnegoilus. Another mimer from Rava is Ein Shaman Lepar Bifnei Atzma VeLevlad Bifnei Atzmai. We don't consider the part and the Vlad as separate entities when we figure out the value, but we're Shaman the Vlad Al Gav Pada together. We put it together. And the same thing by Keteh Yad Avda Shel Chaveroi, we look at it together, the before and after. And the same thing by Mazik Soda Shel Chaveroi, we take a look at the big picture together. Rashi says if someone chops down someone else's tree, we don't consider the tree by itself, but we consider the field with the tree and the field without the tree. So therefore it's less money, and the mazik pays less. That's how we make the cheshbon. We now go to the Mishnah on Mem Zayin. The Mishnah gives a case of a kadar, a pot salesman, who brought his pots into someone else's chutz without reshus, and the other person's animal smashed his pots, so the balabais's potter. If the balabais's animal got hurt, so the bal hakderes is chayiv, he had no reshus to bring in his pots. If he did have reshus, so then the bal hachatzer is chayiv. The Mishnah gives three examples, by pots, by peiros, and by ashar. Tosfos on the bottom gives a tzrichasa, that we need all three examples. The Gemara now goes into the question of what happens if it's not beferish, reshus or not reshus. If it's stam, what is the halacha by stam? And the Gemara says it seems to be a conflict. And the Gemara brings two answers. Reb Zera says tavra. that we have to say it's a machloikis taka, and misha shana zu, loy shana zu. There are two different shitas. That because at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Oimer b'chulon eino chayv achi kabel olav lishmar. Rabbi holds that you do have to have beferish kabbalah shmira. So we can learn that this is the machloikis, but Rava says that we could say kula rabbonon hi, and we have a teretz. Now the Gemara goes back to the case of the animal that got hurt from the peiros. Rav says it's only if the animal slipped. But if the animal ate too much peiros and got sick, we can't blame the bala peiros because havala shelo toichal. Why did the animal eat? That's what Rav said. Rav Sheshes was upset. Rav Sheshes says, it seems to me, kinayim v'shachiv Rav, amal hashmaita. It must be that Rav was drowsy and falling asleep when he said this. And the Mefarshim explain that Rav Sheshes in his criticism is complimenting Rav. He's saying that Rav is so great he would never say such a thing. It must be that he was half asleep. And the Gemara brings a case from Hanoisin Sama Movis Lifne Behemes Chaver. Someone put poison, Potter Medine Odom Vechayv Medine Shamayim. The Gemara explains the differences. Then the Gemara brings some Toshimas. Now, towards the bottom, the Gemara clears a Shaila. When a person is mekabel shmira, if the chotzer, the bala chotzer is mekabel shmira, is he only mekabel dinafshei, so that his in-house animal shouldn't cause damage, or is he even mekabel even more nitirusa di'al mekabel alei, that even from the outside nothing should come to cause damage? On that, the Gemara brings two toshimas. We come to daf mem ches amid aleph. The Gemara now brings another story of a woman who came to bake in someone's house. And what happened was, she got rishus to use the oven, to use the facilities. And while she was there, the owner's goat came and ate her dough and died. So Rava said she has to pay for the goat. So the question is this against Rav? Rav would have said that it's the animal's fault, the animal shouldn't have eaten. But the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. There it was shaloi bershus, here it was rishus. And the Gemara says, but why is this different than the case of a woman who came to grind wheat in someone's house without rishus? And Tosfos said before that even though she was going to pay for the rechayim, but she didn't have rishus. And we say over there that if the owner's animal ate it and got hurt, she is chayeves. And the Gemara says, because when she comes to grind wheat, she doesn't need sinius. But when, so the owner can be around, so the owner should watch his animal. But when she comes, when a woman comes to bake, she needs privacy. The boya heat siniusa. And Rashi explains, because shemigalas royaseha, in the process of baking, she uncovers, she rolls up her sleeves, and for that she needs sinius. So it's understood that the owner is going to be leaving, misalki nafshayu. And therefore, she is responsible to watch the goat to make sure that nothing happens. The Gemara now brings another mimer from Rava. If someone took his ox into someone else's chotzer without permission, and the ox made some holes, so the ox owner is chayiv for the damage to the chotzer, but then the owner of the chotzer is chayiv for anyone who falls into his potholes. He didn't dig the bar, a shard dug the bar, but the Gemara says, but since when the ox leaves the home, the chotzer owner has to fill the hole, so the fact that he didn't fill the hole is kemanda chayyadam. It's as if he dug the hole and he's chayiv from now on. The Gemara then brings a case of gelolim. The Gemara says that a person is mafker stam gelolim afkurei mafker lehu. People are mafker the gelolim, they leave it. And therefore, we have a rule also. Yeah, according to Shmuel, kol takol is a boyer. According to Rav, ad the mafker le. It has to be made hefker first before it becomes a bar. The Gemara also uses an interesting statement. The Gemara says, v'loy motzinu boyer shechayiv b'es hakelim. We never find bar to be chayiv for kelim. So that's a halacha also. We go back to the case if the father or his son was in the bar and they got killed because the shor fell into the bar. So we say that the shor owner has to pay koifer. And the Gemara asks, why? But isn't it a tam? And on this, the Gemara gives three answers. Rav says, no, that this animal was a mu'ud. It keeps falling on people in Beiros. That's one pshat. Shmuel gives another pshat that we can go according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that really it's a tam, but tam shalom chatzi koifer. And then Ula brings a third pshat that we can go with Rabbi Yosef Glili, plus with Reb Tarfon, that holds that it's even Karen b'chatzar nizik nezik shalem mishalem. So here also it's kaifer shalem mishalem. The end of this, the Gemara brings a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav paskins halacha kitanakama, Shmuel paskins halacha kerebi, and Tosfos says that we'd have to follow Shmuel l'chayra because hilchasik Shmuel bedini, but v'tzarech iyun, Tosfos says there seems to be a problem with that. The Gemara brings from a braisa also different mashmosin, whether we assume by stam, is a person mekabel shmira by stam or not? And the Gemara gives three answers. Rebbe Loza says tavra, we have to say it's two separate shitas. Reisha is the rabbanan and seif is Rebbe. Rava says you can learn it's kula rabbanan and you can use id. And Rav Papa says you could say it's kula Rebbe and you can use Reb Tarfin. Now the mission on the bottom goes to a case of a shar that was aiming to one person, that was aiming at another shar, but instead it hit a woman. But by a person, there is a chiyuv on the mevelodes. This was an issue which was mentioned before, but here the Mishnah goes into it, and now the Mishnah goes at length to explain how to pay the mevelodes. So the Tanakhama says that we figure out the isha before and after to figure out the mevelodes, but Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says no, because the isha could be is worth more after she gives birth, because there's no risk of her not making it. So therefore, just shominis havlodes by themselves, kamehen yafin, how much are they worth, and give that money to the Baal. If the Baal is not around, if he died, give it to his yarshim. The Gemara explains that there's an exception to this Mishnah, by a shar that gores a shifcha v'yatsu yolodeh, there you do pay the mevelodes, because the vlodes of a shifcha is considered chamar samavras b'almahu, like a chamar, shvul lechem payim lechamar, so it's his money. So the mevelodes of a chamar you have to pay. In the Mevelodos, the Gemara here on Daf Memtes Amid Aleph, in the Mevelodos, the Gemara says, we have the sheet of the Tanakama that you have to pay for the before and after, but the Gemara adds that besides the Mevelodos, there is also something called Shvach Velodos. What is Shvach Velodos? Rashi explains, the fact that the woman herself looks like she's more valuable. Nearest Meshubacha, Subayla Sevarim, when she has the Uber, and she's worth more. There is a higher price rate. Because the velodes are in her, she herself is worth more. Then, in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Gemara has two pshatim, Rabba and Rava. The Gemara brings that Rabba says, we just look at the velodes by themselves and give that money to the Baal. But Rava says, no, there's also shvach velodes mixed in which the Baal gets half and she gets half. The woman gets half as well, because part of that is her increased value, her personal increased value. The Gemara then goes to the case of a shifcha who was freed, a geyeris who was freed, and the Gemara brings a machlekes Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba says that it's only if someone injured her while her husband, the ger, was alive and then he died. So the money was supposed to go to the ger. When he dies, so the chayvel keeps the money, the perpetrator keeps the money. But if he injured her after Mrs. Ager, so she is supposed to get the money, so he'll have to pay her the money. But Rav Chisda says no, that we don't say that. If the Baal is not around, she does not get the money. The Gemara then asks questions on this. The Gemara tries to say it's ketanoi, that it's a machloikis tanoim, and the Gemara works on that. Then the Gemara brings a shaila that Rav Yevasava asked Rav Nachman, if someone is machzik shtores from a ger, when a ger dies without yarshim, all of his assets are up for grabs, and if someone grabs his shtar, thinking that with that he'll get the ara also. But he wasn't machzik in the ara, so Gemara says it doesn't work. For the ara, he surely doesn't get the ara. The question is, what about the shtar itself, the paper? Lo tzur al pitzuluchisoi, so that could... We now come to the Mishnah on Memtes Amid Beis, the topic of boyer. If the opening is in the street, so he's chayiv. The Mishnah gives different cases. Tosfos says the klal is that a bor you go basa pischoy azlinon, that we consider the bor kiilu b'makem shapesach sham, as if it's where the opening is, and he's chayiv. If someone can fall into the opening, he's chayiv. Now the Gemara brings a machlekes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. But there is a machlokes amayroim between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef as to how to learn the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi learns that if the bar is in Rishus Rabbim, everyone holds chayiv. The machlokes is only if the bar was in his Rishus, and then he was mafke his Rishus, so Rabbi Akiva holds Bei Rishus Einami Chayiv. But Rabbi Shmuel says In this case, he's not chayiv. And then Rav Yosef says the opposite, that by Bar B'Shus HaYochid, everybody holds chayiv. And when it's a Bar B'Shus HaRabim, there's a machloikis, that Rabbi Yishmael holds that you're also chayiv, and Rabbi Akiva says no. The expression that the Gemara says, Zehu Bar HaOmer B'Toira, the Gemara interprets that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are going to learn either it's the Bar She'Pasach by a Kosev Techila L'Tashlumin. When the Torah says the word Bal HaBar Yishalem, which Bar was referred to there, but the other Bar is also being referred to. The other Bar is referred to by Nezikin, where the Torah talks about Nezikin. Then the Gemara brings two kashes on this. Then the Gemara gives an exception that if someone digs a Bar, but he's making it for the community service, public service, for Mosel Rabim. So then he's potter. He's donating this water well for the public, or it can a water hole. It can collect megashamim. So there's nothing against him. And that was the minig, the Gemara says, of Nechunya. Nechunya used to dig by the Sichon of Maharois, and he used to give it over to the public. And it was a great mitzvah. The Chachamim praised him for it. And Rashi explains that he did it for the Oilei Regalim, they should have water to drink, and he was considered a great man. And then the Gemara brings some agadata that there was a story that once his daughter Nebach fell into a bar gadol, and they came running to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa for help. And Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was famous for his prayers, but the first hour he said, Shalom, don't worry about it. The second hour he said, Shalom, don't worry about it. The third hour he said, she got out already. And the three times the Mefarshim says, Kenega the Sholish Regolim. The Sholish Regolim, that was the schus that he had, that he made water available for the Oile Regolim. And when they asked her how she was saved, she said there was an animal, Zocha Shol Rechelim. Rashi says it's Eile Shel Yitzchak. And then the Zokin Echad Manhigoy, there was an old man leading him, and Rashi says the Zokin Manhigoy was Avram. Avram Avinu. Tosis brings another shot from the Yerushalmi that it was an angel, Malach Bidmus Rebbe Chanina and his dam-in-law. And they saved her. Why Avram and Yitzchak? According to Rashi, the Mefarshim explained, because Avram was the first one who taught this concept of making sure there's water for everyone and to make wells for everyone. And when Yitzchak came, he re-dug the wells that his father had previously dug. So we saw this schus that was derived from them. So in that schus, they saved him. When they asked Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa whether he was a Navi, he said, no, I'm not a Navi, you're a Ben Navi. But Dova Shoisa Tzadik Mitztayer Boy, Yikoshel Boy Zara, it cannot affect the Tzadik's children. So he was confident that it wouldn't be a cause of harm to his children. The Gemara says, but nevertheless, Afal became Meis B'noi B'Tzoma. There was a problem at a different time that his son did die from Tzoma. Tosva says it's not a stira, because it wasn't Boisa Dover Atzma, it wasn't in a Bar Godel. It was related, but not direct. Then the Gemara explains the concept, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is medagdek more with the tzadikim, afilo kichut ha-saira, and the Gemara brings two psukim for this, usviv of nisar ha-meyoid, the Mesilas Yesharim in Zahirus talks about this at length. The Mefarshim explain that the concept is based on that Olam HaBo is the place of reward, and the Eibishter who loves those who are closest to him most, so the Eibishter gives them a preferred treatment, which is to give them Yisurim in this world so that they should atone for the small, slight misdeeds that they may have, and they'll have much more Gan Eden. Then the Gemara brings Rabbi Chanina, says, Kol Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran Hu Yevatru Chayav. A person should never say that Hashem forgives easily, and he just looks the other way. No, Yevatru Chayav, it's dangerous to the person. Now she says, Yufkiru Chayav Egufay, because it may tempt people to sin, to be careless. A person has to realize that Tzur Tomim Pa'alo Kichol Derachav Mishpat, that Eibishter is always with justice and fairness to all. The Gemara explains the Lashon Erech Apayim, why is it plural Lashon Rabim? Why doesn't it say Erech Af? Because it goes L'tzadikim V'l'rishayim. Then the Gemara brings a story that a person should never throw stones from his yard into the street. And the Gemara tells a story that there was a fellow who did that, and a chassid told him, Reka, you empty person, why are you doing that? You're throwing rocks mirishush she'eino shelecha, because your own yard, maybe you'll have to sell, it's not yours. Now this fellow didn't understand it at first. He ridiculed Ligleg Olav, but later on, eventually he had to sell his field, and he was walking in that street, and he tripped over those stones that he had thrown out. So it was Mida Kneged Mida. So he realized what the chassid told him. Don't throw stones from your house, which may not be your house, into Rishus Rabbim, which is always yours. Rabbi Miller says, Ezu Asher Sameach Bechelka. A person has to realize when you walk down the block that you have rights to the block, and you have rights to the sunshine, and you have rights to the air, and you have rights to watching the scenery. So for that, a person is a wealthy individual. Every person is wealthy. Ezu Asher Sameach Bechelka. We have to rejoice with the fabulous chelik the Eibishter provides everyone with. Even a poor person has tremendous portions that he has to appreciate. Why is this person a chassid? We had before that a chassid, man de boilam evi, the person who gave the musr here was a chassid, because by nezikin it says that a person who wants to be a chassid l'kayim ilu de nezikin. So if you're extra scrupulous in matters of nezikin, it's a sign of being a chassid. The Mishnah now goes on to someone who digs a bayir in rishus rabim and a sharach amar fall in, he's chayiv. The Mishnah says that it could be any shape, bar, a round bar, a rectangular bar, a cave-like bar, charitzin, and it's in different shapes, chayiv. And the main thing is it need 10 tfachim deep for to cause misa, and if it's less than 10 tfachim, it can cause hezek, but not for misa. Now there's a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that a bar, the chiv of bar, is because of the hevel, because of the atmosphere, the pressure, the stale avir, the pollution in the bar. Shmuel holds it's not only hevel, but it's also the bang, the chavata. And the Gemara says that Shmuel says because the Torah holds, the Torah says a bar, even if you have a padded bar, so there you have only hevel, even if it's full of tzemer, full of mattresses or wool. My Beinayu, the Gemara says, if someone made an elevation above ground that is 10 tefachim high and caused an ox to fall down and get and die. So according to Rav, Agoyve loy michayiv, because there's no hevel, it's fresh air. According to Shmuel, Agoyve nami michayiv, there would be a chiyuv in this case as well. The Gemara, towards the bottom, brings a case of an ox that fell into a ditch that was 6 tefachim high. And the owner tried to shecht the ox quickly to save it, but Rav Nachman said it's treif because he didn't wait meyes leyes to see if it would live or not. So Rav Nachman advised him, had you gone to learn, you would have saved a lot of money to learn the halachas. The more you learn, the more money you'll save. Then the Gemara tries to analyze what's Rav Nachman's reason. And the Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph, Amid Aleph, concludes that Rav Nachman's reason is because when an animal falls into a bar, we measure, if the animal was standing, we measure from the animal's belly, and it's 4 tfachim, so even if the ditch is 6 tfachim, so that's already 10 tfachim. But the Mishnah that said that you need 10 tfachim was when the animal was in a laying position and rolled into the bar. So then you need 10 tfachim, but if the animal was standing, you only need 6 tfachim in the bar. The Gemara here also brings an interesting item on the Hafta L'Reacha Kamoicha, that even someone who was getting skila, who was being put to death, there's a halacha that the way we kill him has to be done yamus maher, in a quick way. And that's why the Beis HaSkila had to be 2 stories high, plus the person's own height, and that's a Misa Yafe. Not higher than that, the Gemara says, because it would be too messy, Mishum Deminvil. So just the right size should be a Misa Yafe, v'haftal recha kamoicha, even though he was a Rosha, but now that he's being put to death, so part of his, he gets an atonement through this, so it's boyin ka'achas that he becomes reyacha, and you have to treat him with the Misa Yafe that the Gemara says over here. The Mishnah now on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph gives a case of a bar, a pit that belonged to 2 shutfim. If the first one passed by and he did not cover it, but the second one was there, so the second one, when he leaves, is responsible for not covering it. The Gemara says, how do you get a bar of 2 shutfim? The Gemara gives a case, Rabbi Yochanan, that they were both digging the last shovelful together. Chulya b'vas achas v'shlimu la'asara. There's a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, which was already on Daf Yud. If the first person dug a bar of 9, and the second person comes and makes the 10th tefach, so the Rabbanon hold that only the second person is chayv. But Rebbe says, for Misa the second person, but for Nezikin, they're both responsible. The Gemara goes back and forth, the machloikis here between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. On the bottom, the Gemara gives a case, if someone dug a bar of 10 tefachim, someone else comes and digs 20, and then someone else digs 30. So they're all participants. They're all part, because each one did a sheer choshuv that could have made the difference by itself. The Gemara in Amid Beis gives cases. Rava gives a case if someone put a stone on top of a bar to make it 10 tefachim. Gemara says that's also the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. The Gemara gives an interesting shaila that Rava brings. If someone dug a bar of 10 tefachim, And then the first person dug 9, the second person did the 10th. Then the person who did the 10th comes back and fills it up. So now, did he undo his damage? Is he exempt now or no? He's still responsible because he's the one who made it now back to 9. Zingmer says, teiku, this shaila is a teiku. If a bar is only 8, but 2 of the 8 is water, the Gemara says it's also like 10, because a tefach of water is equal to 2 of dry. Rashi says because the water is moisif hevel, then the Gemara discusses different combinations to see how that would apply. If a bar is 10 tefachim deep, but it's also 10 tefachim wide, so that already the Gemara says that ein bo hevel ad she'yomka. Well, it's a question, if it's exact, it's a machloikis in the Gemara. But if it's wide enough, so there's no hevel anymore, and you don't have to worry about the hevel. The Gemara then goes into a machloikis. The Gemara says that when you give over the cover of a bar, it's like authorizing the person. It's like giving over the keys of a building. Giving the cover of a bar is like giving over the mafteach, and it's like saying lech chazeku kni to be koine the bar. The Gemara gives a similar case on Nun Beis Amid Aleph of a mashchuchis to draw